Here we go. Vayalu Mitzrayim, Gargan Pasach Chafei, Perik Memhe Pasach Chafei. Vayalu Mitzrayim, Vayavo El Eretz Kanan, El Yaakov Avihem. Rashi, Pasach Chafei, there is none. Okay, Targum, the Targum, there are no letter words in bold. I'm just going to focus on the art scroll's bold words. Usaliku Mitzrayim, Vasoy La'arad, Dechanan, Levas Yaakov Avihem. Pasach Avav. Vayagidu Loyle Mar, Oid Yosef Chai. V'chihu Moshe b'chol eretz Mitzrayim v'yafag libo ki lohem min lohem. And they told him Yosef is alive and he's the ruler in eretz Mitzrayim b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. He did not believe. Why? V'yafag libo ki lohem min lohem. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Vav says v'chihu Moshe v'asher. The word v'chi over here means v'asher. V'asher hu Moshe v'yafag libo. His heart was faint. Nechelaf libay. Rashi taiches the word vayofog to mean it was, I don't know, what's a good taich of the word nechelaf? It's weak. Was cholaf v'holach v'libay v'holach milahamin. So no, the word nechelaf. It was what? It turned around. It was turned.
Of heart.
It was a turning of the heart, like to exchange. Chalipin. Chalipin means to exchange. We had that before. Chalipin, nechalaf. So what did you say, Abeleza? The turning of the heart?
He had a turn of heart.
The turning of the heart. Okay.
V'holach. Like, withdrawal or whatever.
Withdrawal. V'holach. Holach means it went away. Mila ha'amin. Lo ha'yalibe poine el ha'dvarim. His heart did not turn. His heart did not turn el ha'dvarim. B'lashon mafigin ta'amon. B'lashon Mishnah. What does that mean? Mafigin ta'amon. It means their taste. The taste is no longer. It's been dulled. It's been diminished. It's been diminished. Okay. Uchmo me'ein hafugois. Okay. Me'ein hafugois and eicha. What does that mean? I don't know what it means there. V'reichoy loy namar. His fragrance. The fragrance did not change. V'targaminen v'reichoy loy fog. It did not change. So it seems that over here is. It means the word to change. There's a change. So his heart was nechalaf v'holach milahamin. Now this Rashi is obviously going on the Targum. Because the Targum over here says the word vayofok v'havo milayo poigon al libe. Now what do those words mean exactly? V'havoi milayo poigon al libe. So in the art scroll, it translates the words as follows. Okay, let's see what it says over in the art scroll. Levos Avuhoin, I lost the place of it, Pasuk Chavav 26. Okay, they told him that Yosef is alive and he is the ruler over the land of Mitzrayim. But the words went against his heart. Okay, so it says over here the word Vahoy Vahavo, Malyo. Poigon alibe. Alibe means against. Mi laya means the words. Poigon means to went. They went. Okay, they traveled. The words traveled against his heart. Now, that's a very difficult translation. Vahavo mi laya. The words went. No, that's what it means. The words went. Poigon means against. I don't know. I can't figure this out. Which word is poigon? V'havo milayo means the words went. Al libe means against his heart. So what does the word poigon really mean here? So let me read over here the note in the art scroll on this Targum. The elucidation follows Gurari, who explains that the word pog, kevayofog, means to change or to go against. But isn't that what it means? Al libe? What's the chilik tzivishin? Al libe and poigon. Thus, according to Uncle Lissi, Hebrew, Vayofog libo, his heart went against their words. And Ungulus explains why this was so. The words went against the instincts of his heart. Rashi has a similar approach to the verse explaining the word vayofog, his heart turned away from their words. Rashi is not the same. Can we have to look in the Matsari in 1 second? Not exactly. Okay, let's go vayita. According to the Chizkuni, though, Ungulus understands the word, the root pog, to mean laughter. The cheskun, the word pog, means to laugh or a joke. Thus, the words vayofog libo means his heart laughed. And Uncle's phrase vahavo milaya poigon alibe means the words were laughable to his heart. For additional interpretation of the word Vayavik Libo, see Ramban, Rabake. So now let's take a look over here at the Ma'at Tzari to see what he says to complement this explanation. Parashas Vayigash, Pasuk Memhei, Parak Memhei, Pasuk of Hei. Let's see what it says over here. Okay, Parak Memhei, I'm going to do Parak, Parak Memhei, Pasuk of Vav. It says over here, Vayal Mishram Yigdolo. Okay, Vayofag Liboy Kiloyhem Lohem. Okay, over here, Pasuk of Hei, Chavav. Let's see, here it is. Poigon al libe. I'm reading over here what it says. Kavanosai. Poishrin hoyu hadvarm parshin. They separated. The words were poirish. I think it means parshin. Hoyu hadvarm al libo kalaymar. Shahoyu hadvar sofik eitz etzloi. Vechain perish rambam milizug beperish amishnais. Vechain tikum rapsad yigoin. Vdemo das radak. Shaperish Vayofag Loshan Rifyoin. Ah, Rifyoin means weakness. It was weak. Vayof, that's a good word. That's a good shot. Rifyoin Vayofog. Rifyoin Vichalishus. Shoyadvarm Chaloshim. They were weak. Veloy Nichnasu Liboy. Amam Haskunikosav Shemuchme Atargum Shapoku Loshan Simcha. Uperish Adav Olav Kishoik. Vain Rashi Vamar. Vamaril Perish Kurz. Uncle Shaloho Yadvarm Yishav Maliboy. Veloy Hoysa Daitoin Noichabohem Kiloyhem Lohem. Okay, we never had so many perushim over here. This is a very unique what we learned over here. We had so many perushim on the word vayofag, and after everything is said and done, I don't understand what's going on over here. Let me take the other sefer I have. Okay, let me go take the Shari Aaron. Okay, the Shari Aaron on the Targum. Toldos, let's find and see what he says over here. If we only came to learn the types of Ayafag Liba, it would be Kedai. Ayafag Liba Terek Menhei Pasuk Havav. Here we go. Here we go. Al Tiz Vadorech Vayafag. Okay, here it is. Let's see. I'm going to read what it says. Vahavo Milayo Foygon Alibe. Vahiyu Hadvarim Poishrin Aliboy Koloimar. Shahoya Hadover Sufik Etzel Sufik Chai Sufik Enechai. Lefi died to Mashakosav, Ene Negro Veloy Sidma, Mein Hafugois. No relief. Okay, that's the Pasuk in Echel that Rashi quoted. My eyes flow with tears. Veloy Sidma, and it's not silent. Mein Hafugois, I think the English translation is with no relief. Perusha Mein Peshara. What's Peshara? With no separation? I don't know. V'achizkuni perish the Masha Tirgim Unkulis V'havao Milayo Poygon Alibe Perushoi Shoyadava Olav Kishoik Laughter V'chamashakosa V'yoyma Ish Koyin Godel Amoid V'chofeik Achas Alaritzba Perish Hashem Shoik Lonu Pam Achas Alaritzba L'chofeik Sheinascha. Do a joke for us. Very strange. They would tell the Koyin Godel on the night of Yom Kippur, don't fall asleep. And the way they would tell him don't fall asleep is to be a comedian. Does this make sense? In Yom Kippur, you make jokes. It's a pella. They would tell the Kohen Gadol, this is the Gemara. The Gemara, Ish Kohen Gadol, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Amoid, stand up, V'chafeg Achas Al Horitzvah. What does that mean? V'chafeg Achas. Rashi there says it means, S'choik Lanu, Pam Achas Al Horitzvah, L'chafeg Shinasvah. Make a joke for us in order to take away your sleep. Okay, there it means, I don't know, everything we're learning over here, I'm getting more and more confused. I don't know, I really don't know what it means. We're learning three svarim, trying to figure out here if there is a machlokes between Rashi and Unkelis on the word Vayofag Liboy. What does this word mean? The children, after 22 years, they come back and they say, Oid Yosef Chai, Vachim Yerushul Eretz Mitzrayim, Vayofag Liboy Ki Loi Hemi Lohem. Vayofag Liboy. So Targum says, read the Targum one more time. What is the word Vayofag Liboy Ki Targum? Vahavoy Milayo Poigon Alibe. The words were Poigon on his heart, which the Chizkuni translates to mean they were a joke. It was a leitzonis on his heart. He was laughing. like tzchoik osli elokim vatitzchak sada bekibah lemar acharev leisves li edna. Like Sarah, she laughed. Sarah, laughed. I'm gonna have a child. My yafag liboy. It's like he laughed. All right, is that the pshat, or does it mean faygon mean that it was weak? The words were weak. They did not penetrate his heart. Words have to carry weight in order for them to penetrate. Rashi, okay, olam ruf Rashi by yafag liboy nechelaf liboy. His heart turned away. V'holach le'milahamin. Lo haya liboy poine el hadvarim l'shoyin mefigin tamon. Okay, the flavor. Okay, I don't want to go to different expressions over there, but I think there is, though, it would appear, though, there is one major disagreement that's clear as day between Targum and Rashi. What's the major difference? However you want to translate the word. Is that according to the Targum, the word Vayofog is going on the words. The words that they said in Pasuk Chavav, Vayegidu loy lema ol Yosef chai v'tiv Moshe b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, Vayofog. Those words in Pasuk Chavav were foigon upon his heart. Whereas Rashi disagrees. Rashi says that the word Vayafog is going on his heart. His heart was fog from accepting the words. So indeed, we have scored a home run and created here a major machloikis, Rashi and Onkelis, at least in understanding the subject of the word Vayafog. Is the subject of Vayafog going back on the entire pasuk? Oh, Yosef Chai, those words were weak and they did not penetrate his heart. Or is the word Vayofa going on the word Liboy? The lave of Yaakov was fog, was Vayofa, and the heart did not, was turned away. The heart turned away and did not want to accept the words that were knocking on the door. Okay, so now we understand, this just goes to prove the point, Rashi is writing a Sefer on, it's so clear as day, and every time I tell this to someone, I always tell you, they look at me, I'm crazy. Rashi wrote a Sefer on Onkelis. Only in the nuances of Onkelis is what Rashi picks up on. But you know, I told him again, this was on Shabbos. And he took out the Rashbam. It's a famous Rashbam. I forgot where it is. And he showed me the Rashbam. And Rashbam says that he spoke to his grandfather Rashi. The Rashi's grandson was the Rashbam. And the Rashbam, he writes in his parish in Chumash somewhere, that he spoke to his grandfather about his parish on Chumash. And he says that if I had more time, I would write more Perushim on Chumash. I would write more. And when he refers to the commentary that he wrote, he says there, he wrote a commentary on Chumash. Very good. What this fellow told me is very on the mark. He quotes Rashi told him, I wrote a Sefer on Chumash. And if I had more time, I would write more. I would write more Perushim. So he said to me that I'm wrong. How can you say that Rashi's Sefer was written on Onkelis? Look at this quotation from the Rashbam in his conversation with his grandfather about what he wrote on Chumash. And Rashi says, I wrote a Sefer on Chumash, not on Onkelis. Yet, over and over again, you see that the only thing Rashi comments on is really where there's a nuance in the Targum, and he's coming to disagree. All right, let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chof Zayin. Vayidabri love Ace Kol Divrei Yosef Asher Diber Aleha. Now the brothers went and they Nochmo. They told their father not just what he said. They told him everything that he said. Asher Diber Aleha. Vayar Es Ho Agolos. They saw the wagons. Asher Shalach Yosef Lo Seser. So they saw the wagons that Yosef sent to carry him. Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam. Yaakov Avinu came back to life. He came back to life. Okay, so as Rashi says, what is it over here? Ace called Divrei Yosef. So Rashi, what is the called Divrei Yosef? What is it? The Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Olam. Shakol Niyah Bidvaroi.
It is over there.
What is mean over here is called the very old words. Simin Mosalochim Mamaho Yosef Kishapirash Mimemi. Yaakov Avinu, Yosef, dear Yaakov Avinu was Simon. What were they learning when he departed? Simon Mosalochem, the Maho Yosef Kishapirash Mimemi, the Parashas Egla Arufa. They were learning the Sukh of Agruf Arufa. Zel Shaoma, Nema, Vayar Esra Golos. Asher Sholach Yosef, Velo Nema, Asher Sholach Karo. Batachim Ruach Yaakov, Sharsa, Olav, Shechina, Shepersha Mimenu. Now, there's a problem here. I don't understand how you say this. But here it says, Vaydabre Elav, Eis Kol Divrei Yosef. That's the wagons are not words. The wagons are an object that Yaakov and Yosef sent. It's not words. So what does Rashi mean? Simin Mosar Lohem, the Mahoyo Isik Kashakarish Menu, but Parish Eglarufa. That's not words. That was a simin. Why is it? It's called Divrei. I don't know, that's what it says over here. Okay, Vatechi Ruach Akavim and his life came back, which means the Shekhinah restored. What is over here in the Targum? The Targum says, the main words over here are the words of Shrust. That's what the whole Targum over here says. Let's see, plus the whole Targum is, Umalilu Imei Eis Kol Divrei Yosef, Asher Dibar Lehem Bayar Esra Golis, the Rags Asher Shola, Kobes, Nachamo. Umalilu Imei Yos Kol Piskomei. Piskomei means the matters. All of the matters of Yosef, Di Malil Imhoim, that he spoke with him, Vachazoyos Eglos, so he saw the wagons, Di Shalach Yosef, and Mital Yosef, to carry him. And here are the words. Here are the words that are in bold. Usheros ruach nevuah al Yaakov avuho. Now, Laser, do you have a different girsa? In my text, it says usheros ruach nevuah. It says in the bottom of the page, musach acher chutsha, a ruach of kodesh. Did a ruach nevuah come upon him, or did a ruach of kedusha come upon him? I have two different girsos. In this edition, it says ruach of nevuah. On the bottom of the page, it says nusach acher. Another version is a ruach of kedusha. Now, in this sefer, in the Ma'at Sari, let's see what it says. It says here ruach Yaakov Aviyam. Oh, here's the Revi. Oh, look at this. They have a different place to stop. What's going on over here? I didn't know this. They have a different place to stop. Where's Ravin Chamishi? This is unusual. All right, it says Ruach Kedushas both. Ushros Ruach Kedusha Yeshgar Sin Nevuah Al Yaakov Avuhu. Okay, so in the other sefer I have, it presents also both Yerushas. Some have Ruach Kedusha, some have a Ruach of Nevuah. Is a Ruach of Nevuah or Ruach of Kedusha? All right, but the point over here is, however you want to translate it, it's not the literal translation, it's not the literal translation of the word of Vatechi. That means he lived. It lived, the spirit of Yaakov Aviem, and the translation of living means resting. It rested the divine presence upon Yaakov Avuhu. But let me read you over here what it says over here in the art scroll. And a prophetic spirit once again rested upon Yaakov their father. 29. Okay, 29. The spirit of prophecy had departed from Yaakov. Okay, the spirit of prophecy departed from Yaakov upon Yosef's disappearance, because prophecy does not rest upon a person when he is sad. Thus, when Yaakov accepted the joyous news that Yosef was still alive, he regained the spirit of prophecy. Joy, fine. Some read, Ushros Ruach Kudsh al Yaakov Avuhon Kodesh. All right, that's all he says. Now, what about the wagons? Well, let's go back over here. Vayar v'chazoyos eg lo so di shalach Yosef. Wagons. All right, there's no little riot. Eg lo so Right. Fine. Let me look at the Ma'atzari. Let's see if he has any comment on this pasuk. The Ma'atzari says, pasuk chav zayim. Usheros ruach kutcha. V'nocha ruach hakodesh. It rested ruach hakodesh. Kos of Ramban. Bavur shadav emes chaysev zeh. Kolaymar shagam unkulis modesh lofi pshudush perush perush amila hush sheshav olav ruach hanegash gashmas. Ki Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra shekabolas abesora omar liboy v'ohayo kneis uchiroisoy hagolas chayse ruchay v'darash kem amila ruach shlo omar v'atechichi yakov aviem v'yach v'asol me'inyim. Ruach Hashem Elokim Olai. V'chein kasvid anchuma avoloi mitam Ramban. V'zel l'shonei v'techi ruach eraviyam v'chi meis oisa. Ela shechoyis v'shoyis av ruach ha-koydesh. Alright, I don't know what he's saying. What he's saying over here is, that, just saying the pasuk is that this is a chiddush. What the Targum says is a chiddush, because this is that v'chi ruach. And he says something that Yaakov Avinu, he was dead. His heart was physically, there was a physical death that he had, a lack of excitement in life, a lack of spice of life, a lack of excitement because he thought that his son was dead. Now when he hears that his son is alive, physically he came back to life. He had a different frame of mind. So this idea of Ruach HaKodesh is a whole different idea, which comes, he says, from the word Ruach. Ruach means Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, because the pasuk only needed to say Vatechi Yaakov Aviyem. Why did I have to say the word Ruach? Ruach means Ruach of Nevuah. And Rashi, I guess, over here is just Shor Solov Shechina Sheperesh Men. Do you want to say that they argue? Do you want to say that the Rashi and Unkelus argue that according to Unkelus there's a Ruach of Nevuah and there's a Ruach of Kedusha? And Ruach of Shechina is different. I don't know, these are esoteric things. What's the chiluk between Ruach HaKodesh, a Ruach of Nevuah, and the Shechina? Is the Divine Presence, the Shechina, the same as Ruach HaKodesh and the Ruach of Nevuah? I don't know, maybe and maybe not. I don't know.
The article is very part of it. It says, and the spirit of their father Jacob was revived.
It was doesn't really go saying about that Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Nevuah.
Just no, revived. Just became happy.
All right. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Vayoyim now over here. This is something very strange. In the article Chumash, I'm now up to Chamishi. In the other Chumash, I'm up to Revi. I don't know. Gotta go. Be careful in the lane. You gotta be careful where do you start, where do you stop. So you have to always. My rule is that on the lane, you always follow the Chumash that the people in the shul are using. If most people in the shul are using an article Chumash, whatever it says in the article Chumash, you do. Don't go and say, oh, I have a special tikkun, you know. Who cares what you have? You gotta follow what the people in the shul. What do most people in the shul, what do they have in front of them? They have this Chumash, if that's what that Chumash says, that's what it is. In the article Chumash, it says that we're up to Chamishi. According to this other Chumash, it says we're up to Revi. It breaks up the parashah in a different way. I don't know why. Okay. All right, let's go for it. Yom Yisrael, Yisrael said, Rav, Oy Yosef, B'nichai, Elcha, V'erenu, B'ter, Mamus, it's enough. What do you mean it's enough? What's enough? Oy Yosef, B'nichai, Elcha, V'erenu, B'ter, Mamus. Rashi says, Rav. What does it mean, Rav, Oy? Rav, Li, Oy, Simcha, V'chedva. So Rashi learns, there is an abundance to me of joy v'chedva, hoyel v'od Yosef ben Yichai. So according to Rashi, the word Rav means joy. Targum, what does the Targum say? The Targum says exactly the same thing. V'amar Yisrael, sagiv li chedva. You see, the Targum, he actually injected into the pasuk the word joy. There is an abundance of joy to me. Ad ke'an Also now, Yosef Brikayam Azul Vechazene Ad Lava Ilusvoidars. An abundance of joy. Okay, in the article, no, 31, the Hebrew word Rav means great. All the word Rav means great or abundant. Uncle explains that the intent here is abundant joy. Rabbeinu Bachya notes that Uncle refers to joy in the Olam Haba. Aha. What's the joy? Is the joy in this world or is the joy in the next world? He says a chiddush. That refers to the joy in the next world. The joy of Olam Haba. That's interesting. Okay, he says the joy of the joy in Olam Haba. For any joy in this world is fleeting and cannot be described as abundant. Yaakov been told by Hashem that if all his sons survived, then we would not need to descend to Gehenna. Thus, when Yosef disappeared and Yaakov thought he was dead, he said, I'll go down to the grave mourning for my son, meaning I must fear going down to Gehinnom. However, they discovered that Yosef is actually alive. Yaakov was assured of eternal joy in Olam Haba. All right, let me see the Ma'at Sadi, Pasuk Aleph, Rav, Sagili Chedva. Rav li simcha, hoisef mila li va mila simcha. V'chein perish Rashi, kaz rebeinu b'chayim. Nira li, sheramaz unkelis l'ribui simcha l'on haba. Ki simcha sel mazehu davar kola, whose joy in this world comes to an end. V'yav ki liyakev shekol yomav mitza'u tzaris rabbis, d'loy kitagam yedizem uzil, sheperish Rav toivis, Rav nechamois. Ooh, look at that. Uduloi kirashbam sheperish dai befugas libish loy hemanti. I don't know what that means. All right, aloy. Okay, so he sees over here. It's over here. Where is the joy? We have a dilemma. I have an abundance of joy. Is it abundance of joy in this world, or is it an abundance of joy in the next world? Rabbeinu Bachya says that the abundance of joy that both Rashi and the Unkula says is in the next world. Is there any indication in Rashi what he holds? Rashi, Rav li oit simcha v'chedva, doesn't say which world. Okay, now let's see in this other sefer, if he makes any comment on the joy, where is the joy? Does he make any comment where the joy is? Rav, okay, he has a long comment over here. He quotes the Rabbeinu Bachya. You see, you know, so apparently all of the Svarim, they quote the same thing. They all get their stuff from the same material. They just say different words. And all the Svarim, they all say the same thing. The article says Rabbeinu Bachya. The Ma'at Sari is Rabbeinu Bachya. And here, this other Sefer that I'm using also is Rabbeinu Bachya. V'chasa Rabbeinu Bachya al derech ha-medrash. Rav oid Yosef chay sh'char ha-bei v'ribu y'tevo yesh li b'olam hazeh. Oh, that's what he says. He quotes him word for word. He says both in this world and in the next world. You see, it's not accurate. What the article said is not accurate. It says over here, the Rabbeinu Bachya says both in this world and the next world. V'yav ki Yaakov sheshachol yomav mitzuv tzores rabbis k'moshe tzores razal einav tachas latzadik middle mazer klav shemak yoshav mimeni ki eidu elabni elavel shoyla neshemisas b'noy b'chayiv kum amed al rishay v'mei zohoye mishra miyonish gehenem shushol omar ato kisharo chay ki betuachu shiyisul ganeidin lul mabo. Okay, fine, good, let's go right next pasuk. Okay, now we go to Pasuk Aleph. Vayisa Yisrael v'chol asher lo vayavo be'ir shava vayizbach zvachim l'lokei aviv Yitzchak. Yaakov begins his journey. He begins his journey to Be'er Sheva. V'chol asher lo vayavo be'er sheva vayizbach zvachim l'lokei to the God of the aviv Yitzchak. Rashi, be'ir shava. Kimo l'be'er shava. What's l'be'ira? Why is there a hay at the end? And the answer is, whenever you can say a lamed in the beginning, you put a hay at the end. Kimo live'er shava. Okay, the be'er shava, whenever you have a word, you have a hay at the end. The hay at the end is equivalent to a lamed in the beginning. Kimo live'er shava. Hey, b'sef tev mokim lamed chilosa. Le'elo ke'av av Yitzchak. He offered a sacrifice to Hashem. And here we are calling Hashem the God of his father Yitzchak. Chayif Adam b'chvoid aviv Yosef b'chvoid zekena. A person is chayif in the honor of his father, Yoiser Mechvoid Zikenoi, Lefichach Tola Beyitzak Vuloy Ve'Avraham, therefore he does Tola Yitzak, not his father. By the way, this is a very big topic. In the Sephardim that I used to prepare, in the Shir, all of these Sephardim, every Sefer that I have has a whole massive section on this week's parasha on this topic. Is a person of an obligation, if your father and your grandfather at the same time ask you for a glass of water, who do you give the glass of water to? Do you give it to your father or do you give it to your grandfather? Why should you give it to your father? Because the Torah says, "Kabed es avicha v'yasimecha." The Torah never said, "Kabed es avi avicha." On the other hand, your father has an obligation to give honor to his father. So if your grandfather asks you for a cup of water and your father also asks you a cup of water, maybe you should go and give it to your grandfather. If A equals B and B equals C, A equals C, you should give it to your grandfather. So the answer is no. Halacha l'maisa, don't be a lamdan. Halacha l'maisa, if your father and your grandfather ask you a cup of water, you give the cup of water to your father. Don't be a lamdan to go ask for your grandfather. Okay, so over here, and that's Pshan the Pasik. We learned this out, that Yaakov Avinu, at this moment in time, his father died, and his grandfather died. So why did he offer sacrifices in honor of his father Yitzchak? Why did he not offer sacrifice in honor of his grandfather, Avraham? The answer is, when you have a choice between your father and your grandfather, you have to give honor to your father before you have to give honor to your grandfather. That is the principle that is being taught in this pasuk, Elokei Avraham Yitzchak, and not to Elokei Avraham. All right, now what does the Targum say over here? Targum says nothing, and he says, but nothing that we're going to focus on. He says over here, "Unatal Yisrael v'chol yalei v'asil l'vershava u'dvach divchin of its sacrifices l'lokod da'avu yitzchak." Okay, next pasuk base. Vayomer Elokim liYisrael b'marois halayla vayomer Yaakov Yaakov vayomer hineni. Hashem appeared to Yisrael in the vision of the night. And he called out to him, Yaakov, Yaakov, and he said, Hineni. Now, it's interesting that over here, Hashem is speaking to Yisrael, and the way he addresses Yisrael is Yaakov, Yaakov. Which I want to say a drush. This is an original drush. To wake up Meir Appeldorf, I don't know if he's listening over here, is that Yaakov, Yaakov is equivalent to Yisrael. In other words, how many names does this fellow have? Well, he was called originally Yaakov. Then the Malach called him Yisrael. And then he's called also Yeshurun. Okay, we have three names. We are Yaakov, Bnei Yaakov. We are Bnei Yisrael. And we are called the Shivtei Yeshurun. We, the Jewish people, have three names. Okay, three names. Yaakov, Yisrael, Yeshurun. We have the Bnei Yaakov, the Bnei Yisrael, and the Shiftei, the tribes of Yeshurun. So I want to say a Chiddush. And the Chiddush is that Yaakov, Yaakov is equal to Yisrael. In other words, there's Yaakov. Well, there are four names. There is Yaakov. Then there is Yisrael, which is the same as Yaakov Yaakov. And then there is Yeshurun. What status does Yaakov Yaakov have relative to Yisrael? Okay, that needs to be discussed. But how do I know this? Because over here, Vayomer Elokim, Hashem spoke to Li Yisrael. B'maris Halayla. And how did Hashem address Yisrael? He called him Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. So what do you learn from this? That when you say Yaakov, Yaakov twice, it is equivalent to saying Yisrael. Okay, and why is that so? So Rashi says, L'shoyin Chiba. L'shoyin Chiba. What does the Targum say? Now the only Targum here says, and Vayomer says, Hinein, here I am. Targum says, Bechezva. B'mareis halayla means, Bechezva. Bechezva means, what does that mean exactly? So over here, in the art scroll, it says, in a night vision. Over here, he doesn't even talk about the unusual word of that strange. There's no comment over here on the bottom. Let's see what it says over here in this Sefer. Lelokod avod Yitzchak. Lelokod shel avod Yitzchak. All right, let's see. No, nothing over here. Let's talk about this. And let's see what it says over here in the Ma'at Sari, if he makes a comment. Over here in the Ma'at Sari. About, in the Maris Halayla. Okay, Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis. Does it make any comment over here?
It's coming from itself.
Bechezva. Lashon Yachid. Sharei lohoisa el mara achas v'dom lezele el shtigim v'chato ayv lashon yachid l'chavim b'mimbar. All right, he loves this type of stuff. It says bimarois. Bimarois is b'loshon rabim. And yet the Targum over here says, it says lashon yachid. Lashon yachid of b'chezva in the vision. So that always has to be addressed. I don't go into the stuff. Why plural yachid? All right, let's review. What did we learn today? What we learned today, number one, is the machlekes and the chumashim. Where does Revi end? That's good. I don't know that. Where does Revi end? It really does. You know, it's interesting. Some chumashim. That's at least one thing that we learned. Number two, what else do we learn tonight? Let's just chaza very quickly. What we learned tonight? Chaza over what we learned tonight. So we started today with pasuk. With pasuk. Pasuk chafei. And they came, Bayalu Mutram, they came there to the father, fine. Okay, Od Yosef Chai, Vayofog Liboy.
We didn't know the reaction of Yaakov, the reaction of Yaakov.
Sorry?
When he heard the word of his sons, his reaction, how he reacted, that's the
Hineni.
About his hand.
Right. Vayofog Liboy, right. Vahavoy Milayo Poi Gon Alibe. We learned that there's a machloikis rash in Unkelis. The subject of the word vayofog, is it going on the words or is it going on the heart? Targum explicitly says, v'havo milayo, the words were weak. The words did not penetrate. Rashi disagrees. The heart was vayofog. Major difference between Rashi and Unkelis. Right, it's a very big difference.
Didn't accept.
The heart did not accept. Is the subject of the word vayofog the lave, or is the subject the words? Unkelis says explicitly the subject are the milayo, and Rashi says it's the heart. Okay, then they said it's called divrei Yosef, the wagons, vayaris ha'golos. We asked the question, why is that called? That's the simon. It's not the words. Batechi Ruach Yaakov Aviem is the Shechina. The Ruach means either the Shechina Rashi, Unkelis is Nevuah or Ruach HaKodesh. And then we learned the Pasuk of Rav, Sagili Chedva, an abundance of joy. Where is the joy? In this world or in the next world? Machloikis. He came to Be'er Sheva, he offered sacrifices. Vayom Elokim Liyishol B'maris HaLayla. All right, we learned a couple of things over here. It was Kedai. Thank you very much, Rabbi Lezer, for coming. It's Kvaldiga, Hanoi, you give me to get to learn this. I would never scratch the surface here. Thank you very much. I'm indebted to you. Likewise, to Rav Mordechai Mizrahi and Mayor Appledorf. I didn't hear a word from you tonight, Mayor. Mayor, you've gone dark.
Good night, thank you.
Good night, take care.
Good night. Bro, hello, I'm here.
Oh, here you are. So what's new?
I didn't fall asleep. I was trying to figure out why Yaakov is Yisrael.
It
doesn't
really
add up.
Not a gematria, but that's what his mom says in the pasuk. He says Yisrael. Hashem calls out to Yisrael, Yaakov. So what do you see? Do you see that the Yisrael is equivalent to Yaakov?
But it's not a gematria.
It's not a gematria. Right, not a gematria, but it's a concept.
Anyway, what you were talking before about is the heart, the words didn't make sense to the heart. He didn't feel that the words made an impression.
Oh, so that's the machlokes. That's the machlokes in Unkelis and Rashi. Is the subject of the word vayofa going on the words? The Unkelis explicitly says.
Or the heart.
The milaya, yeah, the milaya okay. Did not carry weight. The milaya did not carry weight.
It's like you make up a word and you say a word. Yosef, blah, blah, blah.
It didn't carry weight, what they said.
You can say whatever you want. Right. It doesn't make sense.
The words don't make sense. But according to Rashi, it means his heart did not, it turned away. Vayofag libo, the heart, the words make sense. But my heart turned away.
Okay, you can understand that. When you go and tell someone a band, they'll let you tell someone, you won the lottery. He'll go with an open mouth and say, what are you talking about? What lottery? What? I won the lottery? What are you talking about?